This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K. P. Sarma Oli holds telephonic conversation with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be officially inaugurated from today. And Australia fire kills 7 people and destroys more than 200 homes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K. P. Sarma Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation and exchanged New Year 2020 greetings. The two leaders during their conversation also expressed the confidence that the New Year 2020 will be successful in taking the relation between the two countries to a new height. The Prime Minister talked with his Indian counterpart over the phone at 10:30 a.m. today, said Suri Thapa, the Prime Minister's press advisor. On the occasion, they exchanged the New Year 2020 based visa. And in the course of the conversation, Prime Minister Oli thanked the Indian Prime Minister for the concern he showed towards his health and the best wishes as well. According to Thapa, during the talks, the two premiers concurred that the year 2019 has become successful in taking the bilateral ties between Nepal and India to a new high, and the year 2020 will also be successful to taking the relation to further height by solving the remaining problems also. In course of the talks, Prime Minister urges Indian counterpart to visit Nepal again. The Gregorian calendar's New Year 2020 has started from today. The New Year celebrations are being marked across the globe. On this occasion, Prime Minister K. P. Sarma Oli has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of New Year 2020. The Prime Minister has said that the New Year will see our steps towards national prosperity take strides with strong determination. Prime Minister Oli has said that while expressing the determination to take the campaign of prosperity of the country and happiness of the people to a meaningful end. Prime Minister Oli has also appealed to people of all the professions, region, class and communities to support this campaign. The year 2020 is also being observed as Visit Nepal Year, when millions of tourists will be heartily welcomed to the country. The Visit Nepal Year 2020 will be inaugurated at 4 p.m. by President Bidyadev Bhandari amid a special ceremony to be held at the Dasharath Stadium today. The inauguration will also take place simultaneously in all the 7 provinces of the country. The inauguration in Kathmandu will also be transmitted live in the states and different locations of the valley. The Prime Minister, the chief guest, ministers, senior political party leaders, heads of diplomatic mission, members of parliament and other dignitaries are scheduled to attend the inaugural event. 3 people have died in a truck accident in Bardia this morning. The truck was heading towards Thangadi from Bhairahava and met with an accident at Thakur Baba at the East-West Highway. Police have informed that the identities of the deceased are yet to be ascertained. According to Area Police Office Burigao, Police Inspector Basanta Pandey, Karna Bahadur Sahi, who is injured in the accident, is undergoing treatment at Kohalpur Medical College. A woman died of seasonal flu at Rayagaon in Karpurnathula municipality, Humla. The disease has been identified as Sunda Buddha, 36 of Rayagaon. A large number of villagers have also taken ill from the flu. Assistant health worker Bir Singh Rawal of Raya Health Post said that as many as 20 patients visit the health post every day for the treatment of the seasonal flu. With the winter at its peak in the mountainous district, the number of patients in all 7 locals levels in Humla has gone up lately. It is said that most of the patients have suffered from the flu and even the district hospital is full of flu patients. Nepali Congress is celebrating National Reconciliation Day today by organizing various programs commemorating the return of its founding leader Biswesar Prasad Koirala to Nepal after years of exile. According to party officials, Nepali Congress is holding interaction, tea reception and rallies in all 77 districts of the country to mark the 44th National Reconciliation Day. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said he is seeking to run the party on the basis of consensus. Talking to media persons briefly at Biratnagar Airport today, he claimed that he had not breached the party statute, which will eventually make the party stronger and strengthened. He demanded the post of Speaker to be given to the Nepali Congress as it is the main opposition party in Parliament. He was of the view that the government should go with the most talk Millennium Challenge Corporation. The Nepali Congress president went on to say that the party was moving ahead, seeking consensus in its every activities, and the Nepal Student Union, the party's student wing, which has been out without leadership for long, will get it soon. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Bushfires have killed at least 7 people in the Australian state of New South Wales since Monday, say police. The latest fires, which raced towards the coast this week, have also destroyed more than 200 homes. Conditions have eased slightly, and a major road that was closed in Victoria was reopened for 2 hours on Wednesday to allow people to leave. But many people remain in fire-hit areas. In one town, police drop off 1.6 tons of drinking water by boat. Local media also reported a further death in Victoria. The deaths bring the total of fire-related fatalities across Australia this season to at least 18, with warnings this could rise. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country will continue developing nuclear programs and introduce a new strategic weapon in the near future, state media said. As the U.S. makes gangster-like demands, including continuing joint military drills with South Korea, adopting cutting-edge weapons and imposing sanctions, there were no grounds for North Korea to be bound any longer by the self-declared nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile test moratorium. Kim convened a rare 4-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's policy-making committee, started since Saturday, as the U.S. had not responded to his repeated calls for concessions to reopen negotiations, dismissing the deadline as artificial. He pledged to further develop North Korea's nuclear deterrent, but left the door open for dialogue, saying the scope and depth of that deterrent will be properly coordinated depending on the attitude of the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a threat to Iran after blaming the nation for an attack on the U.S. embassy in neighboring Iraq. The American compound was attacked by a crowd of angry demonstrators, furious over the deaths of militia members killed by U.S. airstrikes. President Trump tweeted on New Year's Eve that Iran will pay a very big price for any damage or loss of life. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper later announced that about 750 soldiers would immediately be deployed to the region. At least 25 fighters died in the U.S. bombing of their bases on Sunday, which Washington said was retaliation for the death of an American civilian worker killed during a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi said the strikes had violated his country's sovereignty. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli holds telephonic conversation with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be officially inaugurated from today. And Australian fire kills 7 people and destroys more than 200 homes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.